and experiences a tremendous disaster on the boat. Looks like everybody's going to die. They make a goyrel. And the goyrel comes out that it's Yoina. Yoina, he's the one. So they go to Yoina and they ask him, Hagidon Olonu, tell us, Ba'asher l'mi haro azo islonu. So the Malbim explains that they were still at that point, all of the sailors, captains on the boat, they were all Oivdeva Dezorah. So they were sure that whatever was going on there was all from Avodazora, the god of the water, Chvesvas. So that's what they asked Yoina. L'mi haro azo islonu? So Yoina says, answers them back, no, that I'm a Jew. My fear is only from Hashem, and he gives them a whole musashmus, the one that created the Yam, the Abosha, because their whole ideology was there are different forces, the water, this, this, this. He told them there's one God, he controls everything, he's the one that I fear. And the pasuk ends by saying, Vayiru hamalochim me'oid. They got very scared. Interesting that at the beginning they were just afraid. Now that Yoina told them about what's going on here, it says, Vayiru hamalochim me'oid. They got very scared. So one of the explanations, there's a Ralbag and others explain that the sailors originally thought there's a bunch of different forces in the world. The water is controlled by one force, and the skies are controlled by another force. Everything has its own manager. So they weren't as afraid. But now that Yoina told them there's one God, and he controls everything, so now they were more scared than they were before, because they didn't realize the magnitude of what they're dealing with. They're dealing with a God that controls everything. So he's Medayik. That's why it says now that they were more scared than they were when the storm began. So Yoina tells them a whole thing what to do. Carry me, throw me into the water. A lot of kashas are asked by many of the Rishonim and Gedolei Achronim. First of all, why didn't Yoina just jump off the boat? What does he have to start giving them a whole explanation what to do? Jump off. If you know you're the problem. That's basically what he told them. You realize he put them in a very bad situation. Because they would have been much happier if he jumped in. And then they don't have to deal with it. Now, Yoina basically was putting it on them. Yoina basically told them, you carry me, you throw me into the water. That's what Yoina was putting it now on them, not on himself. Why did he do that for? If he held that he's the problem, and he held that he has to end up in the water for everything to get peaceful, so jump in. He's a big boy. Yoina was a big boy. Jump in. He doesn't do that. So that's a very big deal on its own. Number two, Yoina tells them, Sa'uni, carry me and throw me in. What's the carry? Why does it carry me and throw me in? What was the point of that? Just push him in. He says, pick me up and throw me in. Just push him off. He said, Asuni, carry me, Vatil, like make a whole process out of it. What's going on over there? So there's a fascinating rebellion Lapyan that speaks about this Indian. I want to connect it to the Maral and also to Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Zichron Tzadikim Levracha. The famous Maral, I'm sure you guys have heard this Maral in the past, in different shiurim. The Maral explains that the world is broken up to different types of creations. Chazal tells us there's a doimim, which is like a stone that has no expression of life, it's a doimim. Then you have a tzemeach, something that grows. It has some life in it. Right? Plants, trees, that's a tzemeach. Then you have a chai, that's a higher level. All the species, they're alive. Not only they're growing, they're alive. They breathe. There's life in them. That's Semech. Then the highest level in creations is the Medaber. Is the human being, the communicator. He has a neshama. That's the highest level creation. So the Maral goes on to say, in the Sefer Gvuras Hashem, he says that there's really a fifth one. There's a fifth type, and that's Yisrael. And this is not just his own view. This really comes from the Khuzri. The Khuzri says this in his Sefer, that there's a Jew is on his own level. So Maral tries to capture what's the difference between a Jew and a Goy. We know there's many differences. Tayag mitzvahs, what's the difference? But he's trying to say, but what's the... It means there's a creation difference between a Jew and a Goy. What's the difference in the creation? In the physical, what's the difference? So the Maral is a fascinating thing, which really the Baal HaKedah also talks about this. The HaKedah Yitzchak talks about this in his Sefer. We talk about Tchis HaMeisim. He says, how does Tchis HaMeisim work? So the Baal HaKedah tries to explain from a scientific level how Tchis HaMeisim works. And the Baal HaKedah explains as follows. He says, the body has two parts. We have physical and spiritual. Right? Now, everybody is that way. If there's anybody in the world who says they're all spiritual, it's not true. Even Moshe Rabbeinu was chesiv l'mat Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu was an Adam. Right? Anybody in this world tells you that they're not human, so there's something wrong with that. Right? They're not mentally sound. Right? We're all physical. Same time, we have spiritual. Question is, says the HaKedah, everything has the package and the essence of what it is. What's the essence? My wife and I recently were involved in a shidduch. Baruch Hashem, the Rebbetzin has made many shidduchim. So we were involved in a shidduch. This shidduch, we weren't really the shatchanim, but we were involved. So the Chassan Kala wanted to still buy us a gift, an unnecessary gift. So each one came with their gift. So one of them bought us like a silver type of modern Natil Sedayim type of cup, which my wife enjoys very much. It's a very interesting type of cup. You guys probably won't even know what to do with it, but it's interesting shape. A woman can appreciate what it was, right? You can't figure out exactly what it is. Where you put the water, you can't figure out where the water goes out. But somehow, it's an ace. It happens. Water goes in, water goes out. And then the Kala brought her gift. She brought a gift. It was very interesting. It's a package. You start opening it up. And it doesn't weigh anything. It's getting, pulling. Like we're getting to know, like, what's, you know, so we're opening it. Finally, there's a box from like a silver store. It's very strange. So what they get is, whatever they got us at silver, they got us a chip of a Kiddush cup. I mean, what could it be already? It's from a silver store. What's in there? But it's from the silver store. Okay, maybe it's some kind of ring. I don't know. Anyway, the suspense alone was gewaltig. It was very geschmack. And we open it up. Nothing's there. Like a game. Then we realized there's a card. And it was actually an expensive gift certificate. Very, very expensive gift certificate. Yeah. So the whole package, there was nothing in there. It was all there, but it's representing something different. This is all just fake. The whole thing is just there. So we're playing around with the package. We're looking, no. Package is just a package. It was only a package. There's no gift. The package was a package. The gift was a package. The gift was also only a package. The gift was a package for something else. Something very expensive is sitting there in that store. That's going to be the gift. The Baal HaKedah says, the body is either a package for the neshama, or the neshama is a package for the body. We know the two are here. There's two both here. But what's the main, what's packaging what? He says very simple. You know, the Gemara brings down in a lot of places, in Shas and Bavli and Yerushalmi, that if you have a limb, okay, and the limb falls off, it's dangling by one little piece. What makes us decide if that limb is alive or not alive? In halacha. In halacha, it depends if that piece that's hanging has enough that the limb could continue to live. Yesh pekedei lichyes. If it's too weak to keep it alive, it's considered dead. If the thing can't sustain, if the limb won't be able to live off that piece that's hanging from it, it's dead. That's the halacha. For all halachas, tevim and achai, for all halachas and shas. That's the halacha. So memela like this, oktakeda. Nobody gets up from the dead. We say tchis amesim, right? Nobody gets up from the dead. You get up from the part of you that's still alive. You hear the tifkat? If you're still alive, you can have a tchis amesim. The dead part of you could be alive if there's something about you that's alive. So he says like this, if you live as a spiritual person, spirituality doesn't die. The body dies. The physical dies. The guf doesn't die. The neshama doesn't die. The guf dies. Tzadikim b'miseim kuyim chayim. So he says, so tchias ha-mesim is the live part of you that stays alive is mechayim the dead part. Mainly you have tchias ha-mesim. But if the person never lived for their spirituality, then they really die, Taka. If they really die, there's nothing to get a tchis amesim from. So I use this akeda to explain why we get our tchis amesim from the luz, from the sudum avamalka. It's a holistical term. I'm not going to go through it now again. But that's the idea. That's this idea. The Maral explains that's the essence of a Jew. The essence of a Jew is what the Kuzri is telling us. That there's a new bria called a Jew. The Jew is a spiritual thing. It's not a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing. That's the insight. Now we'll go to Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz and with this we'll understand everything. So Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz says, Yoina ben Amita. Do you realize the amount of miracles that went on here with Yoina ben Amita? All so we could get him to say Nevuah. We know the Rabban Hashem is always Memayit Benisim. This is a great Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz. I don't know if any of you thought of it before, but once you'll hear what he's saying, you'll understand how what a pell it is. The Rabban Hashem is always Memayit Benisim. The Rabban Hashem tries to make as few miracles as possible. Sach HaKol, the Rabban Hashem had to give a Nevuah to Nineveh. That was on the Rabban Hashem's table. He had to give a Nevuah to Nineveh. Yeah? So I'm going to give you a marshal. Let's say I need to make a delivery to California. Very important package. I need somebody very responsible, because I'm sure to deliver a package to California, I have a lot of volunteers in Yeshiva that are ready to do it, especially if it's the middle of the Zman. Right? Plenty, right? Anybody in the room not volunteering? Right? So, it's a lot of volunteers. I need to pick somebody to take this package to California. What would I do? First of all, if I have a Talmud in Yeshiva who lives in California, he's going home for an off Shabbos, that's the most sensible thing. Give it to him. If not, I'll try to find a Talmud that has a lot of free, frequent miles. So it'll be cheaper to send him to go. The Bereshit works the same way. He looks for the shortest route, less the least nisim, least resistance. Now, what would you say if I called up now a Talmud of mine, a Chosher, a Talmud of mine in Australia, And I asked them to come to Muncie now to pick up the package to take it to California. No. See, I lost my mind. And now I paid somebody to fly from Australia to New York. Then I had a helicopter go from New York to take him to Muncie. Then I gave him the package so he could maybe he should go back to Australia and then take it to California. So Mishuga. Frekab Chaim Shulevitz. Yaina decided he's not going on this mission. The Rebbeinu Shem gave him Bechira Chofshis. He decided he's not delivering the message. He climbs onto the boat. You know what the Rebbeinu Shem could have done with Yaina? Kol Tov, have a safe trip. Or don't have a safe trip. The Rebbeinu Shem has plenty of Nevi'im, plenty of Shluchim. The Rebbeinu Shem could go to speed dial to the next number. Shalom Aleichem. I gave a shlichus to Yoina ben Hamitai. He decided to go to Jaffa and get a boat going to no man's land. You got the shlichus. David Brody, take it. Done! Finished! Finito! No. The Rebbeinu Shem makes a Meshugana storm. In the Meshugana storm, Yoina comes. That alone is a huge nace. Then the Rebbeinu Shem makes that the boat survives the storm. He makes that there should be a girl that should come out on Yoina. Yoina then gets thrown into the water. The Rebbeinu Shem brings a fish to swallow him. Okay? We're already holding way past Australia for my package that I need to send to California. Yoina still in the stomach of the fish. He's still not going on. You think at that point he would say, okay, you know what? Rebbeinu Shem, you win. I'm going. I'm doing the Ninveh thing. No. He's in the fish. Chazal tell us he didn't even daven there. He didn't daven there. He still didn't get his lesson. The boat, the storm, Trump thrown into the water, the fish swallows him up. It wasn't Geschmack. Believe me, when I was a kid, they had a picture of Yoina and the fish. The picture was completely wrong. It was what my preschool teacher decided it looked like. It was carpeting. He was in a beautiful room with a desk. There was air conditioning. I don't know where it was hanging out of the air conditioning. But as far as I know, air conditioning doesn't work underwater in whale stomachs. But there was an air conditioning with a plate of fruit. He looked very geschmack. It looked like I wanted to join him in there. The Rebbeinu Shem then took Yoina and had the fish, the male fish, spit him out so that a female fish could swallow him. And the female fish was pregnant with thousands, ten thousands, millions of babies in it. So now he's stuck in the stomach of a fish that's pregnant with millions of fish. That's not geschmack. Granted, my preschool teacher didn't make a picture of that. But most men can't handle being married to somebody when they're pregnant. They come to me for therapy. My wife, she's nauseous, she's this, she's that. I say, maybe think about your wife. What's she going through? You can't deal with her because she's nauseous now. If a wife is pregnant with two with twins, oh, the whole parasha, the husband needs therapy. My wife. That's not. They're not in the stomach with the twins. They're just married to somebody who has twins. Imagine being in the stomach of a fish that's pregnant with millions of fish. Rabbi Isai, I can't even, my worst nightmare, envision what it's like. Finally, he cracks a book. Yoina goes, you know what, maybe you could help me, but I should let him. Finally, he's waking up. Do you realize the process that Rabbi Shalom went through? Just get another Navi! What's the Rabbi Shalom does for Chaim Shmulevitz? I'm sure none of you thought about this, Kasha, but now you should. What's going on by the Rabbeinu Shalom? Rabbeinu Shalom, get another Navi to do it. Binyamin, you ever thought about Kasha? Now you are. This is the biggest pill of the whole Sefer Yoina. Rabbeinu Shalom, get another messenger. Let somebody else do it. He says, this guy's a stubborn guy. He's not going. He's not going. We'll have to get to the terrace tomorrow.